Jede Woche 4 neue Dates mit Frauen, ohne Frauen ansprechen zu müssen oder jedes Wochenende irgendwelche Clubs rennen zu müssen, sondern mit einem stinknormalen Online-Dating-Profil. Gleich hörst du einen Erfahrungsbericht von Victor. Er ist ITler, hat neben der Arbeit kaum Zeit für sein Privatleben, aber hat das Coaching vor kurzem bei mir absolviert. Victor lebt in Hamburg, wird den Erfahrungsbericht aber auf Englisch machen, weil er sich in der Sprache einfach wohler fühlt als Deutsch. Wenn du deutsche Erfahrungsberichte von meinen Coaching-Teilnehmern hören willst, dann ist oben was verlinkt und auch am Ende vom Video sind ein paar deutsche Erfahrungsberichte verlinkt. Mein Coaching ist natürlich komplett auf Deutsch, aber da ich mit jedem Coaching-Teilnehmer 1:1 privat arbeite und nicht in irgendeinem Gruppenabfertigungsding bin, wo alle im selben Zoom-Raum sitzen und sich dann was im Kreis erzählen, sondern ich 1:1 arbeite, ist es mir recht egal, ob der Coaching-Teilnehmer jetzt auf Deutsch oder auf Englisch reden will. 99% der Leute machen es natürlich auf Deutsch. Wenn es ein paar Coaching-Teilnehmer gibt, die es halt auf Englisch machen, kann ich damit gerne dienen. Das ist der Hintergrund, warum wir das jetzt hier auf Englisch machen. Ansonsten viel Spaß mit dem Bericht.
Danke, Victor, dass du dir die Zeit nimmst. Wir machen das so, dass ich die Frage erst auf Deutsch stelle und dann nochmal auf Englisch. Auf Deutsch für die Zuhörer und dann feel free to answer in English. Die erste Sache ist, erzähl mal gern was über dich, wer du bist, was du machst und wie deine Situation im Dating war. So, who you are, what you're doing and how was your situation prior to the coaching?
Right, so I'm Victor, I'm 28, and yeah, I moved to Hamburg 2 years ago, a little bit more over that. I've struggled with some dates because not in the way that I didn't have any dates at all, but I definitely wanted to have more. And beforehand, before joining the coaching and doing all the steps, I had I would say in general one date per month, but it wasn't like every month, once per month. For example, I couldn't could have like one date and then 2 months no dates, and then maybe two dates like in 2 months and something like that. So yeah, that's kind of the picture.
Ja, thanks. Und was waren dann die ersten Sachen, die wir im Coaching gemacht haben? Und was waren die ersten Schritte, damit wir die Situation verbessern? What were the first steps you remember? I mean, it's a few months ago, but what do you remember? What were the first steps? What were the first things we focused on to improve the situation?
Yeah, so I remember that what I liked is was that we had a conversation, and it was specifically so our kind of steps and our coaching was built based on my weak points and my things that I wanted to improve. For example, it wasn't like for me, I didn't want to like do cold approaches and stuff, and we didn't do it because I didn't want to spend time on it. So I really liked that it wasn't like typical template coaching, pickup coaching that you just go out on fields and do some cold approaches. Yeah, I didn't have time for that, and we needed to find a better approach for my situation. And so we started with some basics like, you know, how I spend my time, how I dress, because we needed to improve the dating profiles. And it could we hoped back then, I hoped it will produce. It was kind of hard to believe because I've never had like a lot of matches and stuff, and I was having doubts still, of course. But
So you
yeah,
weren't sure at the beginning if it would work.
I was having doubts because I didn't think that it's possible to in I saw that it's possible to increase dates, but I didn't think that it can be that I could get so many potential dates.
Wie haben wir das Dating-Profil verbessert? Was waren die Dinge, die wir gemacht haben? So just the steps. I mean, we needed to get the pictures. We needed to get your style right. What were the steps? What and how did it feel for you? Was it difficult to do it? How was it compared to how you've imagined it before?
So Camille could just take a look and how I dress, how I look, my hairstyle, everything. So yeah, we've talked about things, and we also already started discussing some ideas, which outfits we might have, and so yeah, you offered me some stores so I could take a look, and then we went together. We met and we went together, and we tried to combine some stuff. And yeah, it took some time, but because unfortunately you cannot just go to one store and buy everything. But we did research. We went to a couple of them. We also looked something online, and yeah, we had some of the outfits, because So the reason is it's not because the Tinder and other apps are so competitive, and just to get results, you really need to get kind of put a really good effort. Because if you're gonna be average on Tinder with average outfits, average photos that your friend makes of you, you're not gonna stand out, and most likely you're gonna get just like I had before. I had decent photos before. I had like okay photos that were made when I was like on vacation or something, but it
Okay.
wasn't enough to stand out from other guys. And that's why we really put a lot of effort to kind of really find some good outfits, good locations for the photos. And yeah, locations and outfits. And the good photographer that Camille provided, it was cool.
Yeah. This is a very important point. I will explain German first. Deine Bilder waren richtig gut. Also für die meisten Männer hätten gedacht, okay, das reicht doch schon aus. Und du hast ja auch mal ein Date im Monat bekommen. Aber wenn man wirklich viele Dates bekommen will, reichen einfach ganz gute Urlaubsbilder oft nicht aus. Und es braucht einfach ein bisschen mehr. Und das haben wir auch gemacht. That's what we did. And how was the, yeah, so wenn jemand bei mir im Coaching ist, bekommt er ein Fotoshooting. Es ist Teil des Coachings, weil wir brauchen gute Fotos. Und ich habe einen angestellten Fotografen, der macht das. Und ich bin da ja auch dabei. How was the experience of the shooting with you, for you with my photographer? How was he? How was the whole experience?
Yeah, so for me as well, I'm not the type of guy who likes making pictures of myself. And yeah, but it was, I don't know, it was easy because we were just going, walking and talking about some stuff, some jokes. And I don't know, I didn't even feel like it was some kind of like serious photo shooting that we were preparing for the profiles and stuff. It was just, you know, having a regular, just casual time together, I don't know, easy going, drinking some coffee, talking about stuff. Yeah, of course, we Camille knew the exact locations we want to go to, so it wasn't like random walking through the city. We had exact locations. And yeah, so we did some pictures, and we couldn't make, so I have a dog, and we couldn't make them all in one day because my dog does not behave well in public, and it would be problematic for me. I wouldn't be relaxed if I had to like think about my dog every so often. So we kind of moved it in a, we had to make photos with my dog in a few days. So I liked it. It was not a problem for us to do. And yeah, so it took us two kind of efforts, two days, but yeah,
Yeah, but it was important, it
it
was
was
worth
worth
it.
it. Yeah.
Because, again in German, du hast einen sehr, sehr süßen Hund und du hast gesagt, er ist sehr energetisch, der
Yeah.
Hund. Und es wäre schwer gewesen, ihn quasi im ganzen Shooting dabei zu haben. Und es ist ja überhaupt kein, also wir machen so viele Shootings, wie es braucht. Wenn es Sinn macht, dass wir erstmal die Outfits, deine Outfits fotografieren und die coolen Locations und du dich dann nochmal mit einem Fotografen triffst, die wartet dann im Park. Und dann habt ihr einfach noch ein paar schöne Bilder mit deinem Hund gemacht, weil das einfach, die kamen auch richtig gut an. I mean, the dog pictures were very popular with the women, I guess. And like, it was important to just have two shootings because it would have been a waste if we didn't take the opportunity to make a picture with your dog.
Yeah, that it, and I noticed just on Hinge the a lot of girls liking exactly this photo with the dog. So
Yeah.
yeah, I think that was a very important step.
Definitely. And if you now talk about how, once we set up the profiles, did the description with you and made all the basics clear, how was the resonance on the dating apps? Like, how did it work? How did it work at first? How is it now in terms of opportunities? Also, wie war die Resonanz am Anfang bei den Apps, als wir alle neu gestartet haben? Und wie läuft es jetzt mit Likes und Matches?
Yeah, so in my case, I think it took 2 to 3 days to start getting a lot of matches. I wish I could say that right away I had like a ton of dates, but we needed to work on the texting game. But after I kind of realized what works better, what works worse, the kind of ratio of women to dates increased. And
Yeah.
I think it's fine, and that, yeah, we just need to calibrate always. It's not gonna be like you're I don't know, you're just first day you're learning how to code and you're writing Facebook. That's
This
yeah,
is yeah. This
so
is just like you need to learn coding. You need to improve. Like having matches is you got matches, but we had to work on your text game, and we did that on the calls. We improved that, and then the dates follow. Matches plus good texting is dates, and definitely. And it can take some time, and it sometimes takes because we need to make sure every man is it has an individual style, individual situation. Jeder Mann ist in einer anderen Situation. Man muss halt auch das schreiben und die Match, also die Matches müssen kommen. Da muss man gut schreiben und dann kann es klappen. Bei dir war ja auch das Thema, dass wir auch ein bisschen herumprobiert haben. Wollen wir direkt auf Englisch schreiben? Wollen wir es erstmal auf Deutsch versuchen? Und da muss man einfach seinen eigenen Stil finden. Als wir das dann gemacht haben, kamen die Dates und ja, wie ist das von der Anzahl der Dates? Da, also du hast ja auch nicht jeden Tag Zeit, aber angenommen, du würdest so viele Tage, wie du kannst, mit Dates füllen in der Theorie. Also wenn du wirklich sagen würdest, ich werde jetzt alles nur an Dates füllen, wie viel ich haben kann, wie wäre das? So if you were just theoretically say, I want to have dates, as many dates as possible, how many dates could you get a week?
I think yeah, I think if I had time and yeah, and it was possible, for example, because even for example it would be possible like 4 or 5 days a week, but it's very hard to fit girls into schedule because some of them cannot like go, for example, even if I say okay, I have 5 girls Monday to Friday, some of them cannot go on Wednesday or some of them cannot go on Thursday. And just it's not possible to physically fit sometimes, but if for example if we match our schedule well, and yeah, I think I could have like four days per week, probably even when it's a very very good week, I would say five, because I can't tell for sure because. I left a lot of matches. I couldn't even write girls because it was too much matches. I co couldn't even like talk to them about the dates. So for me, I thought before the coaching, I thought okay, 3 times would be perfect. But when I really had 3 dates a week, it was 2 weeks. I had 3 dates each week, and it was too much for me, honestly, because I also need some my stuff to do and not only be focused on dates. But for me, yeah, for me, I think 1 to 2 dates, it's great. From I wanted 3, I got what I wanted, but then I realized that it's too much for me. And but it's good, yeah, it's better than having less than I want. It's good that I can choose. It's good that I can have more if I wanted to. So, yeah.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I mean, in this, die Leute sollten das auch wissen. Du bist halt einfach ein sehr beschäftigter Mann. Also du, dir ist die Karriere wichtig, dir ist dein Sport wichtig und du hast jetzt auch nicht endlos Zeit für Frauen. You don't have endless time, but it's like good to have the options. Meine letzte Frage an dich ist, wie war das Coaching für dich insgesamt? Was hat dir am besten gefallen? How was the coaching? What did you like the most?
Yeah, so I think the most important part I want to start with is that the result I wanted, I got it after the coaching. And I think that's the most important thing for me, apart from all the words I can tell and describe it. So I set my goal and I got what I like what I wanted. And I think that's the best, that's going to be the best description.
Victor, thanks a lot for that feedback.
Yeah, no problem.